Exercise 11-12, Presidential Candidates Debate.
The President tomorrow night is expected in his State of the Union message to propose federal subsidies to help low-income families overcome the so-called digital divide. Is it an appropriate use of government funds to hand out computers and provide internet access to those who can't afford it? And if not, why not? We'll begin with Mr. Keyes.
I think this is another case where politicians try to jump on the bandwagon of something that's going on in the economy, so everybody's going to think that they actually have something to do with the result when they don't. There is no need for this. We are already seeing out there proposals for the distribution of free PCs, not based on some politician making a judgment and spending taxpayer money, but based on the self-interest of those who are involved in a new world in which participation is the key to profit, and in which there is actually a strong incentive among those who participate in the private sector to give access to individuals so that they can improve their opportunities for profit, for information sharing. That's what has already been going on. It will continue. There is no need for the government to pretend that it needs to take leadership here. I think that's just political posturing.
Senator McCain.
I believe that we do have a problem, and that is that there's a growing gap between the haves and the have-nots in America, those that are able to take part in this information technology and those that haven't. We took a major step forward when we decided to wire every school and library in America to the Internet. That's a good program. We have to have step 2, 3, and 4, which means good equipment, good teachers, and good classrooms. Now, I wouldn't do it directly, but there's lots of ways that you can encourage corporations who, in their own self-interest, would want to provide, would receive tax benefits, would receive credit, and many other ways for being involved in the schools and upgrading the quality of the equipment that they have, the quality of the students, and thereby providing a much-needed, well-trained workforce.
Thank you. Mr. Forbes.